Thank you.
And welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show here every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that tries to bring a little more entertainment to you than the news and the talk. And nonetheless, very, very happy to be with you this evening. Alongside me, Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. We have Dr. Ron Tarner to join us here in a moment to talk about a study that he is interested in and wanted to bring to our attention. Who knew apes can swim and dive? Apes, as in, I guess, what do they mean by apes?
Talk about an ape. They're like Godzilla. Not Godzilla.
Not Godzilla. You mean like a gorilla?
Well, what was Godzilla? Was a lizard.
In any event, an ape. A reminder that our website, philhenryshow.com, what's the matter?
Well, but Phil, you don't have to throw your arms up. You an ape.
Yeah, get all pissed off.
Look, man, I'm not going to have an argument of whether Godzilla was an ape or a lizard, okay? All I'm trying to do is tell you that this is what the article's about, and this is what Dr. Tarner's going to talk about, and the rest of it you guys can just, you know, just argue among yourselves. How about that? In any event, our website is philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Get yourself a backstage pass and enjoy yourself, man. Just have at it, baby. With a backstage pass, you will be able to see our video casts. You'll be able to listen to our podcasts, our daily audio podcasts of our archives, our daily audio podcasts of the show, and 10,000 shows archived, full shows, three-hour shows there for you at philhenryshow.com. So join us. It's I think it's worth the price of admission, and you'll be glad you did and all that stuff.
So you're glad you did?
Yes, that's what I said. All right, so a study that Dr. Ron Tarner is going to bring to our attention here in just a moment about our good friends, the primate, the higher life, the higher intelligent mammal known as the primate, the ape, which I think of all monkeys, because we're talking about primates, of all the primates that are not human, the ape is the most intelligent. That's the chimpanzee.
Gorilla.
No, it's not a gorilla. I don't know. The doctor can tell us. But an orangutan is an ape, for instance, and these animals were studied, and they have come to the conclusion, the people that know, the people that study these animals have come to the conclusion, after observing them, that they can swim and dive. Now, I never really gave it much thought, but it is, when you stop to think about it, it is kind of an unusual, dare I say, a very, very interesting phenomenon to ponder. But why would we be surprised when you're talking about a highly intelligent animal like that? Dr. Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory. How are you doing, Doc?
Hey, Phil. Very good. Thank you.
And we talked to you. We've talked to you a lot here since we've been rebooting on the Phil Hendry Show. We've talked to you. There you go again there. I had that audio muted.
I was going to say, I was watching you on your Philcast and I could not hear anything. You're going to hear from your fans, aren't you?
Yeah, they don't let me get away with that anymore, man. I can tell you that. And I got a big sign here that says, unmute the mic. All right. So in any event, Doc, we're talking about this this study that was conducted on these animals that you were very interested in getting on the air and talking to me about. You've been with us a lot since we started the reboot, and we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure to be with you in any capacity that I can be. This is an interesting study. Scientists captured on video two examples of apes. Now, they make the claim that these are apes that could... And understand, Phil, there's all kinds of primate study that's been done. But these scientists at the University of Missouri are comfortable in telling us that apes know how to swim and dive. They claim they have video two examples of apes that could swim as they say, quite naturally.
Have you seen this video?
No, I have not. I have not. I only got the news on this earlier today. According to this researcher at the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa, I guess they were using the swimming pool at the University of Missouri, it was surprising behavior for an animal that's thought to be very afraid of the water. Which is what I thought, that apes were frightened to death of water and didn't want to go near it. And I think that's why we have seen very little migration of the ape from Africa, as we saw migrations of the giraffe, we saw migrations of camel, we've seen migrations of larger animals, but the ape has not migrated, and we think it's because the ape was spooked or otherwise was frightened by water.
So you're saying that apes didn't migrate the way other animals because they didn't want to cross...
They did not, for whatever reason, they didn't want to cross large bodies of water. It could have been for any number of the fear that they have, but now we find that they're not afraid of it.
Well, perhaps they developed that fear over time.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Margaret Gray.
Okay, is she a caller? Or?
No, I'm in the studio.
She's one of the co-hosts.
Oh, forgive me. What was your question?
You know, it's all right. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Okay, I apologize.
Go ahead, Doc.
Well, the ape, I was thrown off by...
You were talking about why the apes are afraid of water, but no, they're not.
Apes are afraid of water, but no, they're not.
Yeah, you're saying that an ape...
Oh, yeah, no. The gorilla, the ape, these large primates... we thought we were afraid of water because that's why we thought they didn't migrate. In other words, they didn't migrate, and I forget who it was that put forward the theory, the thesis. Oh, it was a Dr. Shepard, now I remember. Philemon Shepard at the University of Bath in England had said that it was his conclusion that apes failed to migrate out of Africa because of their fear of water. And now we find that that is... no good because they can swim. So I don't know where he is right now, but if I were him, I'd be probably trying to reassess what I thought and maybe even hiding from the media if anybody's trying to contact him, which I doubt.
Why do you doubt that?
Well, I mean, you realize a guy is, and I say, look, I've known Philemon Shepard for a number of years, but if a guy is just a loser, he, you know.
Well, that seems a little harsh.
No, it's not harsh, because when he came forward with the idea that apes didn't migrate out of Africa because of their fear of water... Now, again, we're not talking about the higher hominid, which is what we are.
Hold on, Bud. Let me do the question. You're talking about hominids, the higher-level hominid, like humans, like the Homo erectus. In other words, those hominids, higher primates that were walking on two legs...
That's correct, Phil. Those animals obviously did migrate out of Africa. No, we're talking about the ones, just to give you an idea, the layman, the tree, what we call the tree swingers, the ones with the tails and they're picking bugs out of each other's, you know what. I don't know how you would communicate that to a layperson. Now, the other study...
All right, hold on. Dr. Ron Tarner is with us here on a study that has concluded apes can swim and dive. They've got videotape of apes swimming and diving. I'm going to get to more of what it is the doctor is talking about here in terms of what is the, as they say, the bottom line here on all of this for human beings. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Join us here for our video casts, an hour pre-show, and all of our behind-the-scenes can be had at philhendryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico, just a few miles north of the Los Angeles and Ventura County lines, here from our beachside studios. And with me tonight is Dr. Ron Tarner this hour on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, inviting you as well not only to listen to us on your favorite radio station, but to grab a backstage pass. You can watch us online and listen to us online as well. Dr. Tarner joining us to report on this finding that... apes can swim and dive. You know, Doc, it's an interesting, obviously it's an interesting find, discovery, conclusion, whatever you scientists call it. But why should we be overly interested? What is, as I said, going into the break, what's the bottom line for us?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, the bottom line for us, as far as I am, as I can see, it's not the most comfortable feeling in the world to recognize that the next most intelligent creature on this earth that we live on is an animal that is increasingly beginning to master different physical skills that heretofore we thought only humans were masters of. And when I see these, I take a very serious look at this. Now, I have a database that I keep here at the University of Denver, which is the Turner database. So we call it the Turner equation on the relative merits of animal and human. And I've been keeping track of different findings by zoologists, behaviorists, by marine biologists, and different scientists in the field of animal study. Where are animals developing skills that will begin to rival humans? And to you and I, it may be funny if you read a story about a dog, for instance, driving a car. I don't think there's been a story like that specifically, but there was an instance here not too long ago that I took note of a dog taking the wheel of an automobile when the police officer, it was a canine unit, when the police officer was incapacitated by a gunshot. The animal, and it wasn't a dog actually driving a car, but the animal somehow nudged the wheel so that the automobile was in a safer place. Some people thought that that was charming, and some people thought it was a heartwarming story. But for a scientist like myself and most scientists, it's a disturbing report because you're worried that our place atop the food chain on some level is threatened.
You're kidding. I want to jump in here, Phil.
No, I'm not kidding.
Well, are you saying that the human species is running the risk of losing its dominance of this planet?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that there is a emotional response that I think we all have when we read a story about an animal doing something that we as humans thought we were the only ones that knew how to do it. Okay?
Well, let's talk about swimming. Dogs swim. Cats swim.
Yeah, dogs swim. Cats swim. But you don't see a dog doing an arm over arm, an Australian crawl. You don't see a dog doing a
Are you saying that the videotape they have of these apes has the monkey has this ape doing some kind of a swim stroke?
Well, if you look at the physiology of an ape, I think it's a lot of wasted time, Phil, asking whether they know how to do the butterfly or whether they're doing a jackknife off of a vine. The fact is, this thing is out there swimming. And we ought to be taking more video of this and researching it more carefully instead of you and I arguing about whether, because I don't think it makes any difference.
Dr. Turner, this is Margaret Gray. Well, you don't think it makes any difference whether an ape can do a butterfly stroke, but I think this is exactly what Phil and I are saying. We're saying that an animal that swims or remains buoyant or is able to propel itself through water is not unusual.
No, it is not unusual, but I'm telling you, the physiology of an ape bespeaks only one way of swimming, and that is doing some kind of a breaststroke.
No. The breaststroke is a specific... this has to be taught to humans.
Well, whatever it is that we are dog paddling.
Well, you could be... Yes, dog paddle, I can understand.
Oh, well, that's great. So the one... See, this is what I mean, Phil. Either you get it or you don't, and I'm having the same problem with my colleagues. As a matter of fact, you know, Phil, that I've had an ongoing dispute with Dr. Hawking.
Dr. Stephen Hawking, yeah.
Yeah, and I got the telegram last night from him, and it was addressed. It was a mocking telegram from Dr. Hawking. It was a
that rhymes. I don't know if you noticed it, but it does rhyme.
Bud, we don't need that.
Yes, thank you very much, Bud. I noticed it right.
Thank you, Bud. Go ahead.
Well, the telegram I received from Dr. Hawking addressed me as Tarzan. Now, some people may think that's funny, and I'm as good as the next guy at being able to take a joke and dish one out, but I, when you're talking about something as serious as this, then you have to... I think you have to call a halt to some of the merriment and some of the frivolity and some of the jokes that a man like Dr. Stephen Hawking uses to divert scientific attention away from a very important point.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner, University of Denver, about a recent study showing apes, that is orangutans, chimpanzees, animals like this, baboons, I guess, is what kinds of monkeys are we talking about when we talk about apes?
Well, I think you're talking about any animal when you say ape. You something comes to mind. Margaret was talking about the sort of the stereotype of King Kong. And the reason why we think King Kong is an ape is because that's what he was referred to as throughout that movie. I think the person in the movie, that when they captured King Kong, he says, "We have the world's biggest ape. You know, look at that ape." And one of the ladies, I think, in the movie, she says, "Don't we have enough apes in New York as it is?" You know, this kind of thing. But you're asking me what?
I'm asking you, in terms of the zoological definitions, what is a what constitutes an ape? What kind of, in other words, when we say that an ape can swim, what kind of animal, what kind of monkey, what kind of primate are we talking about?
Right. Well, that's a valid question. We're thinking of, when we talk about the swimming ape or the aquatic type of ape, this recalls, by the way, Phil, there was a controversy about this. When we were arguing human evolution back in the 1940s, the aquatic ape was a hypothesis that stated that human semi-aquatic nature differentiates us from apes. Living on the banks of bodies of water, humans eventually learn how to swim. Well, guess what? You know?
Now we know apes can swim.
Now that's what they're saying, apes can swim. And so all bets are off about how special we are. And if that doesn't make you nervous, and if that doesn't give you pause, any human being out there who values his freedom and values his way of life...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Phil.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. What is it now?
Well, excuse me. Never mind.
No, Margaret, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but I'm...
No, you go right ahead.
All right,
Dr. Tarner, I think that was a little bit rude.
I apologize. Margaret, please.
I was going to say, you're talking as if you're Thomas Paine, you know?
Yeah.
She says I'm talking like Thomas Paine, and I heard you go, yeah. Okay, is that it?
Well, no, that's not it. What do you mean if we value our way of life? If we value our freedom? If we value...
Yeah, make it sound like it's Thomas Paine.
Yeah, I already heard that the first time. And what is your point?
Our point is, what are you talking about? You're talking about apes that, in this 1940s, this theorem from the 40s, the semi-aquatic ape, which was what differentiated us from other primates, this has been blown out of the water, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean?
I was saying it, and I was interrupted by Ms. Gray.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If we value our lifestyle and our, and the, well... If we value our freedom and the freedom of our children, can I finish what I'm saying? Because I just know you want to jump in.
Go ahead.
If we value, and during the break, Phil, I'd appreciate it if you're not all sitting around chatting about how mental you think I am. Is that all right?
No, Dr. Tarner, I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about. And now we're getting up against our break time.
All right, I'm just saying that I'm saying what you're rushing me.
Dr. Tarner, I don't understand what you mean by our lifestyle.
Do you value your life?
Of course I do.
Then a swimming ape. I better take a break. I've got to calm down.
All right, Dr. Ron Tarner is on with us from the University of Denver. I heard him say, and you heard him say, that the idea of an ape that can swim threatens our life, our freedom, and the freedoms of our children. I don't understand that. Now, I know from having the doctor on the show before that he has an interesting perspective on the preeminence and dominance of the human species. He almost takes it personally, you know.
Well, that's what it sounds like here. It sounds to me as if news that apes can swim came as bad news.
Yeah, I mean... That's ridiculous. To swim with an ape would be one of life's joys. Yeah.
One of life's joys? I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be like swimming with a dolphin, I guess. Swimming with an ape, I don't know. But the point that we're making here, folks, is that Dr. Ron Tarner, with this study on aquatic apes, is suddenly Now, there was the water ape. I remember something about that being seen in Africa in the 60s. A very, very brief sighting. But that was some kind of an albino ape that swam.
An albino? Sure, wasn't Johnny Weissmuller?
What's that mean?
Yeah.
It's a joke. You...
Johnny Weissmuller, the albino ape. All right, we're going to be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. Dr. Ron Turner joining us with the swimming ape here. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. See you on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here. Dr. Ron Turner joining us here on the world-famous thing, the Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico. And if it sounds like I'm just a little hesitant, I don't know if it sounds as if I'm, a tad reticent, if it sounds like I'm... Would you put him on hold, please? Because I'm talking about the doc here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I told you. It's because Dr. Turner is reaching a point here where we've got questions. All right, so the report from the University of Missouri as well as the University in South Africa, videotape taken of apes, that is orangutans, baboons, this kind of creature, chimpanzees, swimming. The reason why it's significant is because it was long thought to be one of the skills that humans possess that separates us from the lower primates. We know how to swim. Why is that? Because we learned to adapt to the point where we lived on the edges of lakes, on the edges of large bodies of water. It's where we found our food. It's where we nested. It's where we found game if we were hunting. Apes never have, as animals, they have never developed or attained quite that kind of skill. They're not meat eaters, as far as I know. Apes are primarily herbivore. And I know I'm sounding like, you know, I'm trying to be a scientist. I'm not the scientist here. Dr. Turner is, and he joins us here from the University of Denver. And then we have a couple of phone calls. Dr. Turner, if that's all right.
Yeah, Phil, that's perfectly fine. But I want to return to my hypothesis here and try and make this a little bit less contentious. I apologize to Ms. Gray if I cut you off.
No, that's fine, Dr. Turner. My question still stands. Are you worried about the human species being knocked off?
No, I'm not worried about the human species being knocked off. No, I am not. There is no challenge to the human race and the dominance of the human race.
Well, that gives us, it makes me feel better because.
Well, you thought that I was proffering a slightly almost psychotic point of view or one that was not connected to reality.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would just simply say it was going to need some explanation.
It was going to need some explanation?
Explanation.
Explanation. Well, here is what I'm trying to say. When you take an animal that for centuries, as a human, you have felt very comfortable that you were smarter, that you were higher on the evolutionary ladder that animal. I don't know about you, Phil, or you, Margaret, or Robin, or Bud, or anyone listening, but there are times when we all can feel a little, put out, feeling out of sorts. There are times when we wish that life was treating us better, and you need to feel better about yourself. And for me, and maybe for a lot of people who are listening, you could go down to a zoo, you could go to your local zoo, and you can walk by the monkey, the monkey area, and you buck up a little bit. You feel better because you can say, "Well, take a look at them," or not them because they're not individuals as we know them. But look at that. But for a twist of evolution, I could be in there right now. God knows what. Throwing my own feces around. Excuse me, can I get some water, Phil?
Go ahead, Doc.
See, this is...
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
This is what I'm worried about.
Well, what are you worried about? I mean, we're talking to him about...
Okay, I've got the water.
Dr. Turner, we're discussing what you're saying. Going by the zoo and taking a walk by the primate house.
So, you know, one of the things that I resent, this is not the first show that I've done on, and I was on a program earlier, and they do the same thing. They go, they scratch their chins. Going by zoo, you know, it's as if you're talking to me like you think I've lost my tether, okay?
No, I want, as we said, explanation. I've never gone to the zoo and walked by the primate house to help buck up my spirits.
Well, if you haven't, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Would you give me that much, at least? Will you allow me that much dignity?
Yes, sir, I certainly would.
Dr. Turner, I have no doubt that there are people that do that, and obviously you're one of them.
Yes, I am one of them, and I've found myself sometimes in the absolute pits of depression over one thing or another. I remember when my wife and I split up, Phil, and Catherine and I split up, and I was losing custody of Joshua. He was moving with his mother back to Colorado Springs. I felt terrible about that, and I felt as if I wasn't a good father, and I felt as if I hadn't been a good provider and a good husband, and I knew on some level that I was, and I was feeling so down. And Jack Kiesman, Phil, you know, the very brilliant biochemist, is a very good friend of mine, and we were both on the faculty there at the University of Denver. He said, come on. And we jumped in the car, and we drove downtown to the zoo. And he said, come on. And I said, where are we going? He says, what does the sign say? I said, it says zoo. He says, I guess we're going to the zoo. And that taught me a valuable lesson, which was don't ask the obvious when you're with Jack Kiesman. As a matter of fact, same thing happened when we were going into a nightclub one night, and it said dancing girls. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. That's all right.
Well, it said bottomless, and I said, where are we going? And he said, hello. So in any event, Phil, I went into the zoo, and he said, I want to take you. And he said, take a look at them. And I said, boy, you've made a very, very good point.
All right, we're talking here with Dr. Ron Turner. Let's go to a phone call. Our number is 855-500-7445.
Wait, aren't you going to, you let me, you're not going to comment on that?
I think you're the scientist. You're the doctor.
Yeah, we're listening to you.
Why don't I believe you?
You, Dr. Turner, I'm listening to you, and I am giving you the benefit of being the more learned and educated man on this topic. Okay, sir, there's nothing more to it. Let's go to Dave in... Monterey Park tonight. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Henry, I wanted to talk to...
You're going to have to speak up, Dave, a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to speak to Dr. Turner.
Yes, Dave. This is Dr. Turner.
Oh, yes, sir. I was listening to what you were saying about the ape being more advanced, I guess, is what you would say, than humans, right?
No, I did not say that, Dave. I said that we're at risk, possibly...
Oh, that's right. Yes, sir. You said that we're at risk of an ape learning how to swim better than us or something?
No. What I said, Dave, was that we have had certain skills as humans. I did say, and you're right, I did say we were at risk of losing our preeminence. And, Margaret, to that end, you were right, I was wrong. But I don't think we're going to lose our preeminence as humans. For one very good reason. If the ape makes a move, if the ape at the end of the 21st century makes some kind of move to overtake humans, you know, Dave, it's a wonderful thing. We've got thousands of years on this planet, and there's a lot we can do.
I was going to say to you, what would you recommend if the ape, you know, because this is not my area of expertise at all, sir. I'm going to school. I'm taking law enforcement, you know.
I'm sorry?
I'm taking law enforcement?
Yes, sir. Yes, law enforcement,
And so I don't really know. The only thing I would know from the standpoint of an ape would be law enforcement, you know.
Well, you got to arrest an ape?
No, I didn't say arrest an ape. No, I did not say arrest an ape. I just said that from the standpoint of the ape.
From the standpoint of the ape, what are you saying, Dave?
I'm saying that if there was a public safety problem, you know,
oh, I understand what Dave's saying. He's saying if there was a public safety hazard as a result of the aquatic ape, you know.
Whatever that could be, I don't know.
Well, Phil, I'm not going to tell the man his job. So what did you want to say, Dave? Well, no, nothing. I just wanted to ask you if you said that the human was in danger of being taken down by the ape at the end of the 21st century, what do we do to, you know...
I can tell you this much. I don't know about you, Dave. I'm a human being, and I have thought this out, and I'm sure others have as well. If the ape tried to pull any kind of a Planet of the Apes move, which I doubt...
Oh, I can't believe we're talking about that. Are you seriously considering that?
Margaret, I'm a scientist, and I have to consider everything.
A Planet of the Apes move?
Yes, a Planet of the Apes move. Yes, that's what I'd say. I don't think it'll happen. I think we're a long way from that. Just because an ape can swim, it certainly doesn't mean he knows how to bait and set traps. But I don't think that Rod Serling's fantasy, if you will, or Rod Serling's future speculation in Planet of the Apes was too far off.
All right, Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us, and we've gone from learning that apes can swim.
He's got to be kidding about a Planet of an Ape.
He's speculating, and he's saying that Rod Serling's fantastic screenplay and his story about Planet of the Apes is one to consider, because apes now can swim, and who knows what next is on the agenda.
Well, what do you mean, agenda?
I'm just speaking, I'm probably putting the wrong words into the doctor's mouth. Who knows what's next in the planning of Earth's apes, if in point of fact they can even plan. All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, and we'll see you back here on the other side at number 855-500-7445. Bobby Dooley had a very, very interesting meeting and interview with Henry Rollins today, and Henry Rollins is on the Bobby Dooley podcast dropping on Friday. I was there. I saw. I heard. I witnessed. It was a beautiful thing. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us, along with Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and you. And we're taking phone calls. We're talking about the discovery of a swimming ape in Africa. Dr. Turner, the question is, have they discovered more than one?
I don't know. Phil, they have, my understanding is they've discovered an ape that could swim. And I feel, and I'm simply saying that while this is not a threat to the human species.
Then why are we worried about it?
We simply need to be prepared.
Well, how do we prepare?
I don't think we really have to. I'm going to be very, very clear with you, and I hope that this answers the questions. I know that you probably got concerned callers.
No, Dr. Turner, the people that are concerned more for your way of thinking.
I've been on your show before, and I've been used to this treatment where, are you okay, Dr. Turner, and maybe you need to lie down. I've had that before in your program, Phil. It's disrespectful.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all, and you know I'm not. I'm simply saying that the idea the human species has that we've got to contend somehow with the idea that apes can swim.
No, we don't have to contend with the idea. We contend with the fact. If it was simply an idea that an ape could swim, I wouldn't waste 5 seconds of my time on your show. I would say to the human researcher or the ape, you know, come back when you get yourself some frog feet. Come back when you get yourself some water wings. That's what I would say.
One more question. What do you mean that we have to be prepared?
I'm not worried about a thing. Anything that apes, they learn how to swim, they can learn how to drive a car. I don't care, because we will, and let me just say this for the record, we would annihilate them. Okay?
You mean in a big ape war?
Thank you very much.
Well, you brought that on.
Oh, I brought that on? Yeah, I guess I did bring that on.
Yeah, you knew he would hang up.
Of course I knew he was going to hang up. What are you laughing at?
Bring an ape war.
That's pretty good, Mr. Henry.
Well, look, I mean, at some point, the guy has to recognize that what he's saying is mental, you know? Planet of the Apes, that's exactly what he was proposing, a Planet of the Apes kind of future for the human race. And, you know, you can watch all the movies you want. Look, I've seen all the news reports. I've witnessed, for instance, the fascination with zombies, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a nice way of diverting our attention from life's more serious problems. But when I read about a guy getting into an argument with his girlfriend and getting so angry that he shoots her because she wouldn't agree with him when he said that zombies were possible if there was ever some kind of an industrial or military accident.
Well,
no, not well anything, okay?
You don't think that's possible?
No, it's not. No, it's not. There ain't nothing that we've done. The military... I'm going to tell you something. The problem we have in America isn't the fact that we've got, we're creating zombies. The problem that we have in America is we have so much time on our hands in this country now that we got overactive imaginations. We're thinking about all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because we're sitting around on our asses morning, noon, and night instead of going out and actually looking at the world.
Well, speak for yourself. I find that to be a little offensive. I go online to learn things. And if I go online and I read an article about a biochemical spill of some kind that can reanimate the dead, what am I supposed to do with that?
If I were you, I would go and get about 9 or 10 more different varied sources, talk to scientists before you buy into it.
Well, nobody's got the time for that.
Well, you better find the time, Charlie.
I ain't Charlie.
It's Charlie to me. Your name's Charlie until you convince me otherwise, okay?
Yeah, until you convince your name, Bud.
Yeah, what's your name?
Mine's Robin, man. I don't believe in zombies.
You gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta waste your time on that. This guy actually shot his girlfriend. This was down in some dumbass burg someplace. Excuse me for talking that way about your town, Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, was it really?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know where it was. I don't remember. It's probably... Forgive me, it was probably Florida, you know.
Yeah, well, God, man, Florida's always taking heat.
What do you want me to say, man? Every weird-ass story that comes out these days is Florida. Why wouldn't I just say Florida? If it isn't Florida, I'm sorry, folks. But even the people in Florida are, like, expecting it. You know, the people that take the hit the worst on the whole Florida thing are the people in Florida. Oh, God, here's another story about Florida. That's great. Sure doesn't slow the tourism down, though, does it?
No, I think it actually increases the tourism. What was the story that you saw the story down there when they finally outlawed necrophilia?
Oh, yeah, they said it was going to affect tourism. I'm kidding, folks. All right, so in any event, this guy had an argument with his girlfriend, and he said, oh, yeah, you don't think it's possible that that a chemical spill or some sort of industrial or military waste could create zombies? And she said, no, I don't. And he got so angry, and she finally left because the argument had gotten out of control. And he got so angry that they were living together. That was it. And she came back. He had a gun. Now, he didn't kill her, and I don't think there was any real life-threatening wound. The police were called, as well they should have been, and obviously she was scared. The gun might even have discharged accidentally, but the point is, anytime you're holding a gun... As an option in an argument that you're either losing or you just don't like the way it's going. Friend, you got some real serious... A guy like that ought to be put... You know, I think anybody that picks up a piece over an argument about zombies, I think that cat should be put in a mental ward, mandatory mental ward.
Well, that's a little bit harsh. We're talking about the civil liberties of people.
Civil liberties of people? If a guy picks up a gun... Because he's losing an argument about zombies being created from an industrial accident, that guy belongs in a nut house. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody... He belongs in a nut house.
But yeah, Mr. Henry, why can't that be possible?
The only reason why people think it's possible is because of a TV show. There's no science. There's nothing. There's absolutely no science, no factual basis at all. The only reason why I'm supposed to sit there and have a serious discussion with some dumbass is because he just saw a TV show created by people whose job it is to create fantasy, and they don't know anything about the science either. So if you're telling me I have to sit there and take that guy seriously, I'm telling you right, I'll call a freaking a meat wagon and have that guy carted off to a cage because that's where he belongs.
You see, Phil, this is very interesting, and we get a lot of mail. People say Phil is so unforgiving, he's so cruel, he's such a a-hole. This is why.
This is why, because I won't cop to the possibility of zombies.
Not zombies or anything, but there comes a time, yeah, if a zombie would be.
Uh-huh. I can't wait for you to finish this sentence. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you got yourself in deep now.
Well,
if a I should just go ahead. All right, that's fine. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, wow, that's too bad, man. That chick, why didn't she just, you know, accept reality? Zombies could happen, man. How do I know? Because I watch Walking Dead. World famous Phil Hendry show.
Well, I think you're being very cynical and you're just acting ass-like, you know? There's an assism to what you're doing, and I think it's very, very wrong, and I think you deserve to I don't know what you deserve. I just...
Yeah, an assism. Okay, folks. We'll see you on the other side of the news, the world famous Phil Hendry show. And we'll be back. Bobby Dooley joining us. He had an interview with Henry Rollins today. We'll find out how that went and maybe we'll get her take on zombies when we come back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.